Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. To God be the glory for the great things he has done. We magnify the name of the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. It is just another day that the Lord has kept us. He's kept us from all evil, and certainly with our hearts and our minds stayed on him. Father, we just thank you. We just praise you, Lord, for this another opportunity to share your good news, to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, to tell men and women everywhere of your love, of your sacrifice, your redemption, and your grace, an opportunity for us to be atoned. Lord, we thank you, and we pray tonight over this listening audience, Lord, that you would just speak to us, speak to our heart, speak to our mind, speak to our spirit. Let us be renewed. Let us be revived and restored. And that man or woman or boy or girl that don't know you and the pardon of their sins, maybe they haven't accepted your son, Jesus, as their Lord and Savior. Lord, we pray tonight that something that we share, inspired by you, will touch their hearts and allow them to see you in a new way, and that they might be enlightened and drawn closer to you. So we thank you for a fresh anointing, and we thank you for your word. Amen and amen. We certainly praise God, Kingdom Network, and Pastor Ty Daly, and to all of the staff, thank you so much for your commitment and dedication to this great ministry. We ask God's blessings to continuously rest upon you. And so tonight, as we are still basking in our season of Pentecost, our season of celebration, the Holy Spirit has been revealed to man in the earth realm. And we know that the Holy Spirit is the comforting Spirit of God, is the present Spirit of God, is the companionship of God, is the present help of God. The Holy Spirit is the truth, the revelator. The Holy Spirit is the confidant. Certainly, we know that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So he has given us his Holy Spirit to draw closer to him, to have communion and connection with him. And certainly his son, Jesus Christ, laid down his life for our redemption and for our salvation. And the word of the Lord lets us know that if we confess and we believe in the Lord Jesus and proclaim his name, that we shall receive the Holy Spirit. He says, if you believe and is baptized, you shall receive the Holy Spirit. And so tonight, I just want to talk a little bit about the Holy Spirit and the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And for many, it may seem like this Christian walk is somewhat impossible with all of the challenges that we face on a daily basis, with all of the temptations and the setbacks and drawbacks and attacks and discouragement and even moments where we tend to fear. We know that we can't do this. We can't do this in and of ourselves. But there's a remedy. There's an antidote, if you will, and that is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, amen, is given to us because of our belief in Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit is introduced to the church in a corporate setting, historically found in Acts, the second chapter. We know that the Holy Spirit has been present always, even in the Garden of Eden, even throughout the days of the Old Testament, the foundational period of the earth, and through the wilderness experiences, and all throughout the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit was present, and the Holy Spirit did minister, but in a collective way, in a congregational way, in a way that he revealed himself to the church. We find that in Acts, the second chapter. Beginning at the first verse, it says, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven." Notice here, there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews. But then it goes on to say devout men, upright men, learned men, educated men, moral men, devout, religious, out of every nation under heaven. Now, when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speaking own language. Now, this is not a fallacy. This is not a figment of imagination. This is not an exaggeration, because the word of the Lord lets us know that these were devout men. These were upright men. These were people that were not about games, if you will. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, "Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and the dwellers in Mesopotamia and in Judea and Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia and Phrygia and Pamphylia and Egypt and the other parts of Libya, about Cyrene and strangers of Rome and Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we hear them, we do hear them speak in our tongue, but we hear them speaking the wonderful works of God." And you know the enemy, Satan, the deceiver, will not be testifying about the wonderful works of God. The Bible says he's an accuser. The Bible says that Satan is an accuser. He goes to and fro seeking whom he may devour. He does not praise God. He does not speak the wonderful works of God. This is why we know, and this is how they knew, that this was certainly an act of God. There was something spiritual going on. There was something holy going on. They were confused because they hadn't heard their language perhaps in a while, or they were not expecting to hear their original languages, if you will, especially from others that are not from where they're from. But not only are we hearing others speak languages from our homeland, we've never heard them speak in those languages before. But not only are we amazed that they're speaking in those languages, we're also amazed because they're praising God in those languages. This is a God thing. Oh, my, my, my. And they were all amazed, the Bible says in verse 12, and were in doubt, saying to one another, "What does this mean? What does this mean? What is going on? What in the world is happening here?" And the Bible said that there were others that were mocking, that these men are full of new wine, that these men are full of new wine. But the Bible lets us know, if you read on down through 14, 15, and 16, and because of time, I'm just going to move through it, lets us know, wait a minute now, it's only the third watch of the day. It's too early for them to be drunk. These men are not drunk as you suppose. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. This is that which was spoken, that the Holy Spirit would come, that the Holy Spirit would pour out upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters would prophesy. They would tell of the goodness of the Lord. They would speak of the mysteries of God. They would speak as oracles of God. The Holy Spirit would come, and the Holy Spirit would fill them. And guess what? Not only did the Holy Spirit come then and fill them then, the Holy Spirit is filling us right now. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, before he left the world and soared into heaven, I'm talking about Jesus. Jesus told the apostles to wait in Jerusalem. They were to wait there for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which would happen. And this is what we just read. Jesus told them that the Holy Spirit would grant them power. Thank you, Jesus. That the Holy Spirit would grant them power. Specifically, the Holy Spirit would grant the believer power. Thank you, Lord. We need to recognize that. And once that transpired, the apostles were to begin teaching the story of Jesus, or the gospel of Jesus Christ, the believer power. God knows that even the believer, just because you are a believer does not exempt you from problems, trials and tribulations and circumstances and temptations, fear and anxiety and familial attacks and all these other things. We go through them. So the Holy Spirit, Jesus promised the people, the apostles, that I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will give you the power to endure, the power to handle these trials that come your way. We'll give you power, we'll give you understanding, we'll give you power over negative thinking, power over sickness, power over disease, power over fear, power over temptation, power over deceit, power over all of these things. The Holy Spirit will give you power to accomplish what you are called to accomplish. We'll give you power to exist and be effective in this present world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He gives us power not to just exist, but he gives us power to be effective. He gives us power to get the job done. He gives us power to move in and throughout the various places life will take us, throughout the various challenges that we face in life, throughout the various circumstances that we will encounter in life, even as we minister. The Holy Spirit gives us power to accomplish and power to be effective. Praise the name of the Lord. And that's what we need to understand, that as long as we are repentant, as long as we ask the Lord to forgive us of our sins, as long as we acknowledge our wrongs and submit ourselves, power of God, to forgive us, to restore us, to empower us and equip us, then we go forth in the power of God, and we are effective. We can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us, and we see our families blessed. We see our children, our grandchildren, our spouses, our siblings. We see them blessed because the power of the Holy Spirit is at work in us. We don't always see the power of God at work because of the trials and the dark days and the hard times and the fights and the struggles and the warfare. We don't always physically, we can't see it, and mentally we can't fathom that God is at work. But when you know you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you have the power of God to be successful. And that includes the work of your hands. That includes the ministry to your loved ones. That includes the ministry to the community and to the world. We are effective in every area because of the work of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. And that's why the apostles were to begin their teaching ministry. They could no longer ride on the coattail of Jesus. Jesus has gone back to be with his Father. They could not stand by and support Jesus while he did all the work. Now it was time for them to go forth and to let the world see. When I say the world, meaning the world that they were connected to, the people that they were connected to, the people that they were sent to influence, they had to go to those people and do the same works that Jesus had done. And when he was here physically, they were now empowered to go to do those works. And as the Bible says, in greater works were they able to do because they were filled and empowered with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. They were to begin right where they were, in Jerusalem, then in the surrounding lands, and finally to all the earth. So after Jesus had ascended, the apostles stayed together. They stayed together and persisted in prayer and worship. And this brings us, praise God, to the beginning of Acts. And you know, Flavius Josephus tells us that that upper room where they were was located on an upper floor of King David's tomb, the room where the Last Supper took place. Praise God. It is considered one of the holiest sites for Christianity in Jerusalem, since according to the tradition, it was the place where, of course, as I forestated, that the Last Supper took place, and the disciples and other believers, they were in that upper room. And they were tarrying, they were waiting, they were believing, amen, the manifestation of both the Old Testament and the words of their Savior. And suddenly, while they were waiting, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, descended upon them, praise God. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were with one accord, praise God, in one place. There is no way to overlook the providence of God's timing. Praise God. Jewish tradition taught that Pentecost marked the day when the law was given to Israel. The Jews sometimes called Pentecost Shemkov the Torah, or the joy of the law. Praise God. And on the Old Testament day of Pentecost, Israel received the law. And on the New Testament day of Pentecost, the church received the Spirit of grace in fullness. It was the best attended of the great feasts because traveling circumstances were at their best during this time. And you know, that's when, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit was released upon them. God knew the perfect time. Everybody was going to be there. Everyone that needed to be there was going to be there. And it was going to be a multicultural gathering. In other words, the stage was set for God to do what he said he was going to do. And we praise God. The scripture lets us know that they were together and they were on one accord. They had one mind, if you will. They were striving side by side for the faith of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They were gathered together and they were sharing the same spirit, the same passion for God, the same confidence in his promise. They were together focusing and waiting on the same thing. There is power when the people of faith get on one accord and we're praying the same prayer and we're expecting the same answer. Praise God. There's no isms or schisms. There's no division. There's no fight for place and order. And there's no fight for the high seat and levels of importance. No, we are all together in the name of the Lord seeking the same thing. No division was found among them. And the Holy Spirit said, it's just right. Oh, they are just right now. I'm going to fill them. I'm going to baptize them. I'm going to give them power. And I'm going to equip them because they are ready. Praise God. Praise God. And you know, I believe the Bible lets us know in Psalm 133, praise God, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. I believe God, amen, is calling for, amen, you and I, praise God, to dwell together in unity. When we get together, when we get together, and we get united, the Holy Spirit can do what he want to do. He can really use us to impact our communities. He can use us to change our world when we get together, when we get on one accord, one mind, one spirit, one mission, one purpose. We can do anything because we've been empowered. We've been equipped. Praise God. And the Bible said, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where the people were sitting. Praise God. Praise God. The Holy Spirit is just waiting on you and I to come into agreement with his mission, to come into agreement with one another that we are going in one direction, and that direction is kingdom. That direction is God's way. That direction is God's plan. That's where we're going, and we're forsaking. When we forsake our own agendas and submit and yield to the plan of God, what is God doing? How is God setting the stage in your life? What things is God bringing together for you? Sometimes we're looking for God, and we're looking everywhere else but right in front of us, right within us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just look at how God is orchestrating. Look at how God is arranging things in your life. You're praying, you're fasting, you're worshiping, you're repenting, you're doing all the things that are necessary. And when you know you're doing those things, you just recognize how certain things are just happening. That's where God is. You don't have to look nowhere else. Sometimes you're looking for something else. Sometimes people are looking for something that seems bigger, something that seems a lot more impressive. But I'm telling you, sometimes God is working in the small details. Praise God. God is just arranging those things that are nearest and dearest to you. Sometimes we think God is going to use us to reach hundreds and hundreds of people. And God say, yeah, you are going to reach hundreds and hundreds of people, but I want you to reach that one person that's right next door. I want you to reach that one person that's sleeping in the bedroom down the hall from yours. Praise God. I want you to reach that person who you sleep in bed with every night. You've been married and you've been living together, doing life together, built a family together, built a home together. I want to bless the two of you to get linked up in the Holy Ghost first. And then God say, when the husband and wife get blessed, and I'm going to bless your seed. Praise God. And your seed will be blessed. And sometimes you're looking for God to heal the sick down at the hospital, and you got a sick person right in your house. Praise God, emotionally sick, mentally sick, physically sick, morally sick, all kinds of sicknesses. And God says, I'm going to do a great work with you first. That's what Jesus did, and that's what the Holy Spirit did with the disciples first, before they could go to Jerusalem, before they could go to Galilee, before they can go to the uttermost parts of the world. They had to stay together right there, praise God, and wait and be filled with the Holy Spirit and minister to each other before they could be released to go into yonder places. And God is saying to somebody tonight, I'm going to bless you right where you are. I'm going to bless you, but you need to be filled with my spirit. You have to invite my spirit, hallelujah, to come into your life, to fill you, to consume you, to overwhelm you, to equip you, to empower you, to cause an overflow in your life. Praise God. And when you do that, I'll do what I promised to do. I'll bless you in the city. I'll bless you in the field. I'll bless you when you come. I'll bless you when you go. I'll make you the head and not the tail. I'll make you the lender and not the borrower. I'll make you above only and not beneath. I'll make you great. I'll make your name great. Hallelujah. I'll make your name great. I'll bless you in the marketplace. I'll bless you on the job. I'll bless you abundantly. I'll cause men and women to give unto your bosom. I'll make sure that there'll never be another day of lack. Hallelujah. I'll make sure that your cup runs over. I'll make sure that no good thing will be withheld from you. I'll do those great things for you, but I need you to allow me to work in you, to fill you, to empower you, to equip you. Hallelujah. And that's what the Holy Spirit wants to do. Somebody needs to know tonight the struggle that you're having right now. You don't have to have that struggle. My, my, my. That battle that you're fighting right now, you don't have to fight that battle. You really don't. Thing that you can't shake, you really can shake it. You don't have to go to bed with that same problem. You don't have to go to bed with that same addiction. You don't have to carry that bottle. You don't have to carry those cigarettes. You don't have to carry that weed. You don't got to tell that lie. You don't have to backstab. You don't have to doubt God. You don't have to blaspheme. You don't have to do none of those things. You can be full of the Holy Spirit tonight. All you got to do is say, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. Take the unclean thing away from me. Take the unclean thing out of my heart. Take the unclean thing out of my appetite. I don't want to sin no more. I don't want sin to rule over my life. I don't want fear to dominate me, that I can't move, that I can't take a step, that I can't make a decision. I don't want fear to dominate. I want to be free. I want to be loosed. I want to be able to move forward in the plans that you have for me, Father God. Hallelujah. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He gets you together so that you can move forward. He gets you together so that you can climb higher. That's what the Holy Spirit does. And my brothers and sisters, as I'm coming to a close, I want to let you know that tonight is your night. Hallelujah, to receive a blessing, to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, to be filled with his spirit and his power. And if you just yield to him, but you got to repent, you got to repent, you got to repent, you got to repent, you got to lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets us. Praise God. Lay it down and get before God right where you are and just ask the Lord to come into your heart. Ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins. Ask the Lord to take away anything that's not like him, the things that offend him, the things that are contrary to his will for your life. You ask him to forgive you and take those things from you. Praise God, and acknowledge that you are a believer, that you are a child of God. You believe that Jesus died for your sins. You believe that he died and was buried and rose again with all power in his hand. And that power that raised him, praise God, it transferred over to us. We've been filled and given privilege, amen, to that same power. Praise God. If you pray that prayer and you make that decision, amen, tonight, I say to you, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Praise God, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Every one of you, receive ye the Holy Ghost, be it according to your faith. Praise God. I pray tonight that I said something to inspire you. I pray that the word of the Lord ministered to you and spoke to you right where you are. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Yes.
Returning
yes.
Service.
Praise God.
There
praise
you
God.
Go. Yeah.
Real quickly, I'm going to go ahead and give the announcements, and then we're going to go back to Pastor Montez, where you can go ahead and do the conclusion of the show. So real quickly, This is a product of Purpose Kingdom Network. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's episode, no matter where in the world you are, no matter if you're listening to us online or you're listening to us via phone. We greatly appreciate your listenership, and we're glad that we have your support here at Purpose Kingdom Network. And we really appreciate those that share with their friends and family members and letting us know that that Purpose Kingdom Network is on the air tonight. Anytime we do a live broadcast, we're broadcasting live on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. And anytime we do a live show, you can talk with our host live by calling into the number of 319-527-6091. And at any time, you can just hit the number one. And we thank you, and we greatly appreciate those that share with their friends and family members. Anytime you want to hear any of our past broadcasts, you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom, and you can simply just type in the host name or the show name, and you can hear that show in entirety and at your convenience. And we greatly appreciate that for those that do so. and that they are sharing with their friends and family members. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Purpose Kingdom, where you can see our upcoming shows and our advertisements. And, of course, we are appreciative of those that share. Okay? And God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for Reverend Aaron Williams and DTW Ministry. And once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening for DTW Ministry, p.m. hour. And please share with your friends and family members, because this is going to be a nice and powerful show. And we just thank you, and we greatly appreciate those that share with their friends and family members. Okay, and with that being said, this is going to be the end of the announcement. And we hope that those that are listening are aware that we do have PKN Radio. So we do have our own radio station at PKN.com. And please feel free to listen in. And with that being said, that's going to be the end of my announcements. And I'm going to return the show back over into the hands of Pastor Montez.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. God is good. And thank you so much, my brother, for those announcements. And we pray that God continue to favor and bless the people of God everywhere. And God continue to bless Purpose Kingdom Network, that we continue to spread this great message of Jesus Christ. We want to invite everyone to worship with us at any time that the Holy Spirit would lay us on your heart. If you're ever in the Coatesville, Pennsylvania area, we're at 840 East Chestnut Street, Coatesville, PA. 840 East Chestnut Street, Coatesville, PA. You can also find us on the internet, www.myjudahfire.com, myjudahfire.com. And there you'll find our website. And, of course, we are on social media, Judah Ministries, COGIC, Church of God in Christ. And we would be glad to share with you in worship, prayer, and ministry. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for this night. We thank you for this opportunity to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray now, Lord, that the word of God has fallen on good ground. And we thank you, Lord, for the harvest of souls. We thank you, Lord, that men and women will receive you and receive your grace and your mercy as your word continues to go forth. We thank you now. We bless you, and we commit it all to your hands. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you.
Jesus lives. He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.